Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Good morning, all of you folks here listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Welcome to another day, another moment in time that we're trying to be able to get after it and get things done and move the needle in our health journeys and be able to just be good people, enjoying good things in our lives. I'm just appreciative of all of you. And thank you again for joining. I don't know if you guys can hear it a little bit in the background. I'm in my office, of course, up here in Scarborough, Maine. And I'm in the upper deck of my house. And in the background, there's a lot of construction going on for some reason in the neighborhood, which is usually this nice little quiet, sleepy neighborhood that we live in. But there's a lot of construction going on, with a lot of beeping going on with the backup of the trucks. You know, they go beep, beep as they back up. So if you're overhearing that in the background, please don't mind it. It's just one of those things of when you don't have a professional recording studio, it's what you deal with. Whether it's the birds, the thunder, kids, wives, backup trucks, and whatever else, it just happens in general. So welcome, everyone, to the 101st episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. First of all, I want to say I appreciate each and every one of you and all of your kind words and all the great things that you were able to send out to be able to share with me your thoughts around the 100th episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. How emotional is it that the fact that we are 100 episodes in, and we were able to celebrate a little bit last time with some feedback from folks and different things that we were moving with in this journey and in this podcast and in this forum of all of us getting together to chat and have great conversations. So I appreciate all of the love and all the feedback that I got on all the platforms, Instagram, on No Finish Line Nation, on Facebook, all the great different places that were there. So thank you so much for all of it. So today's Coffee Talk is going to be a little bit different. This is going to be about, it's a list of things. Okay, so first of all, as I was reading through different platforms after Memorial Day weekend, and we're right about before we get into the summertime months, right? So we're in end of May, going into June. People wanted to lose a certain amount of weight. They wanted to get to a certain place or do certain things by summertime. And maybe they're struggling. Maybe they're at a place where they don't feel like they are as successful as they should have been, and they are fighting to be able to get to where they have to get to. So I've read a lot of posts with the mental struggles, the stuff that they're going through internally, that they just feel as if it's a struggle each day to continue to push forward. So as I'm reading these posts and I'm thinking to myself, okay, how can I help? How can I help others get through that run that we get through, that rut that we fall into whenever we are self-doubting, we're beating ourselves up because we're not moving as fast as what we'd like to or anything like that. I just wanted to share some stuff that I found. So what I usually do each morning with Coffee Talk is I usually sit down, I check out online to be able to see what kind of images or memes or phrases or anything like that that I can find. It's going to help me be able to summarize and capture how I'm feeling at that moment in time in Coffee Talk. So I look at these things, I dig around, I usually can come out with an image, and then I'll come out with something that at that moment in time, how I'm feeling and where I'm at in the journey. Sometimes they're really powerful, sometimes they're just surface level stuff. But I felt today's was a really big one because I wanted to dig in to find out, I just basically typed in how to find your mojo, how to find your thing that once worked for you. I hear a lot of people say, when I first started, I was always tracking things the way I needed to. I was always counting my calories the way I needed to. I worked out the way that I wanted to. I ran the way I wanted to. I did all the things that I wanted to do. And I never, ever even batted an eyelash at it. And they ask, where did that go? Where did that mojo go? Where did that fire go that I once had? Because I've gotten either complacent or I've gotten relaxed. Or I just feel like I know this, and the next thing you know, cookies happen, and cakes happen, and binge eating happens, and those kind of things. And then we start to slide, and then we start to get the mental aspect of this whole entire journey starts to kick in, and we start to have really big struggles. So, and mind you, if you're going through that right now, everybody that's listening to this podcast right now or reads the Coffee Talks have gone through it, will go through it, or are going through it right now. Everyone goes through exactly what you're going through. So that's why I'm sharing it. So I dug in to find out, how do you find your mojo? How do you find your chutzpah, or whatever they call that little term that they like to use at in some of your slang terms that's out there? How do you find your mojo when you lose it or when you feel like you've lost it in this journey and where we're at with everything? So I punched it in and I found it just, it was the first thing that hit me and I love it. The first thing that hit me was a 6-item list of things that we can do to be able to get your mojo back, to find your fire, okay? So what happens is a lot of times we get so stuck in the rut and we get so complacent and we get so just fixated on the negatives and how not fast we're going and whatever else. But this is a great way to simplify it, okay? I'm going to list out these 6 things and I'm going to elaborate on each one pretty quickly so that way I'm not filling up too much time of this podcast. But I think it's important and relevant to talk about, okay? So here's the first thing. First one of the 6 is start with one small win or victory. You know, we talk about this all the time, about making sure that if you are on a journey that you're trying to get many victories in a row, or you're trying to overcome Mount Everest, or you're trying to have a huge goal that you're trying to get to at the end of the rainbow, and you don't feel like you can get there, break that down into smaller incremental goals. Give yourself smaller victories. If a victory is as big as you get up in the morning and instead of frying an egg or putting some grease on the pan and cooking something and eating a banana, and you eat the banana, that's a victory. You should celebrate in that small win. That's a victory because you didn't dive into the fatty foods or the unhealthier foods. Instead, you made a choice at that moment in time to make a great difference in your life. So that small victory, no matter how small it is, you should celebrate in it. Like, seriously, it changes your whole mindset if you can celebrate some wins versus always trying to uphill climb and scratch and get to the top and do whatever you have to do. And then you just feel defeated all the time because you're not doing the things that you wanted to do. Or you might have 5 days of actual successful movement of what you want to be able to go to, whether it's exercise or eating or whatever. And then on the 6th day, you slide because you're like, oh, you know, what's all this worth, man? It's not really moving the needle for me. So I'm just going to go ahead and do what I have to do. Start with one small win or victory. It's extremely important, okay? Because if you focus on just what you're not doing, you are completely going to be a failure. Now, I hate to be as blunt as that, but that's exactly what's going to happen. If you always focus on how you're not getting to where you want to be, or where you're not, or you, that you yourself are not where you want to be, you're going to be setting yourself up for failure in this journey, okay? Second thing that they listed here, focus on your mission, not your obligations. So the things you're obliged to do, focus on the big picture here, guys. You know, when you think about things and we're getting in the rut of these small little incremental things and we talk about it, and maybe we do fail at some and we are successful at others, or maybe we're comparing to other people, or we have friends or people that are successful around us and that we're comparing ourselves to them or whatever, focus on the mission at hand here, okay? Don't necessarily focus on the obligations. Focus on your mission. Look at the big picture of what you're trying to accomplish and where you want to go in this journey, and then focus on yourself before always doing for others. That's my big tip, because I'm always trying to give to others, but I sometimes forget to focus on me. And if I'm not good where I'm at, and I'm not focusing on where I'm at and how I need to be in the right frame of mind, in the right place, and all those things, then you know what happens? I start to let that go off to the wayside. And then by the end of the whole entire equation, I'm failing because I feel so low and I'm depressed and I'm down in the dumps, and then I can't help others. So help yourself, focus on the mission of what you're trying to accomplish, and then go get those other things, okay? The third tip, get unstuck by shifting your perspective. Now, we always talk about this. I'm always bringing up the fact that you need to change your lens, change your view, change who you're looking in on yourself as. Are you looking in on yourself as, am I looking in the mirror as Shane going, I am struggling with my weight. I feel fat today. I don't feel like I'm fitting any of these clothes very well. I don't feel very confident, those kind of things. Or am I changing my lens to say, if I'm somebody looking down or in at me, and I can say, that dude has lost almost 100 pounds. He's gotten his life back. His family life is so much better. He's digging in. He's working hard. He's helping others. And he's doing all this stuff. He's a rock star. Change your lens and your point of view. It's so important in this journey. If you're getting negative about the things that you're doing, then you need to step back and really look at what you're doing. Because in the grand scheme of things, if you're on day one or day 3,000, you're better than you were yesterday because you're trying to better yourself. That's all you really have to focus in on. Because if you can have the attitude of, I'm working hard for myself. I'm working hard for the things that I'm doing. I'm working hard for my family. I'm working hard for my whys, all those things. And not in the space of, yeah, but I can't get there and I can't lose this weight, or it's not going as fast as I wanted to, or my friend is being faster, or any of those things. If you don't change the lens of what you're looking at on those days when you're feeling like crap, trust me, it's just going to start a spiral. Change your lens. Get unstuck by shifting your perspective. Okay? Here's another one. Stay away from negativity. Now, this is easier said than done for a lot of people because family can sometimes be negative or perceived negative. Family thinks that they may be caring about you, but instead they're being hard on you. Right? They may think that that's what it is. I'm from Massachusetts. We have a lot of assholes that are where I'm from, and we all bust each other's chops when we come at each other. Anybody on an outside perspective that can hear a conversation going on between two assholes, you might think to yourself, are they really friends with each other? And they're busting each other's chops all the time? And we don't look at it as negativity, but there's a difference. The difference is it coming from a really good place and they're really trying to make you better? Or are they just being negative because they're just negative individuals? You know who those people are. You know who the negative Nancys are. You know who the people are that say you're going to fail. You know the people that say to you, you've been on these diets before, you're not going to be successful. Or the sabotagers, the ones that legitimately want to sabotage your journey because they feel like crap themselves. Get those negative people out of your life. They got to go. Again, easier said than done in some cases, but you can interact less. You can step back and say, hey, you know what? I'm not really going to interact with this person anymore because they are legitimately bringing me down. They're starting to be a majorly bad influence on me and my life and my journey. They got to go. And I know I use the term that's brought from the old movie Friday, but bye, Felicia. It's got to go. Because we don't need those people in our lives. We don't. Stay away from negativity. It can become a cancerous virus when negativity starts, because negativity breeds negativity. And if you're hanging around with negative people, it just goes and it goes and it goes and it becomes a bigger issue than anything else that happens. Okay? So stay away from negativity. Get away from it. Get rid of it. Surround yourself with people that are going to support you, lift you up, encourage you, motivate you, inspire you, all those things. Find those folks and get in there. That's one of the reasons why we started No Finish Line Nation, the closed Facebook group. Because 99.9% of the people that are in that group are all such major, huge supporters of you. So if you're not in there, get in there now. Another tip, mind what you say to yourself. What are you saying to yourself when you look at yourself in the mirror? What are you saying to yourself when you get in the car? What are you saying to yourself when you get to the gym and you first start working out? What are you saying to yourself as you're sending your kids off to school? Or if you, as you are giving your husband or wife a kiss as you're heading out to work, or if you're taking care of the children, what are you saying to yourself? Are you in a negative place for yourself, or are you in a positive place? You have to be mindful of how you're talking to yourself. You set the tone of what your day goes, or how your day goes. You do. Nobody else. You may have situations that may arise. There may be certain things that might throw a curveball at you. You may have a negative place that you might fall into for a second or whatever. You're the one that sets the tone of your life and your journey. Nobody else, no outside interference or influence should change the way that you talk to yourself and the way that you talk about your day. You're the only one that can change that. So mind what you say to yourself. This is probably the most important of all these tips. Because if you wake up in the morning and you say to yourself, I'm fat, I'm a failure, I'm not going to be successful, I'm really stressed out, and this is where I'm at with it, guaranteed your day is going to go just like that. Now, if you wake up and you say that, and then you change your mindset to, yeah, but you know what? I'm rocking this. I'm stepping up. I'm making better changes for my life. I'm successful at my work. People look up to me. I'm in charge of my life. I'm the one that's in control. I can do this. I'm a rock star. It's going to totally, completely change the way that your dynamic of your day is going to go. Mind what you say to yourself. You have to get there. You have to be in that space of changing out your verbiage of what you're, how you're talking about yourself. And last tip that they gave here on this little thing that I looked up on the internet, don't be afraid to ask for help or support. Guys, how important is it that we can check our egos at the door and not just think that we can handle anything on our own? We're not that strong. We think we are, but we're not. So just like surrounding yourself with positive people versus negative, use those positive people that you're surrounding yourself for. Ask for help. Lean in on No Finish Line Nation, our Facebook page, to ask questions, dig in, ask for tips. Don't be afraid to. Because you may receive some information, data, advice, or inspiration that you never thought you would have gotten because you were too stubborn to ask the question, can I have some help? There's a reason why we always say, I'm extending a hand to you because I want you to be successful. I want to help you through your journey. These Coffee Talk podcasts are only ways of an extension of a hand to be able to help pull you through and be able to get through the crap that we have to go through every single day. That's all they are. And you know what they are? They're really just a journal of mine. That's all they are. Because it's my way of extending my hand to have somebody pull me through. And although it's not, it's a euphemism or it's a symbolism kind of thing, but I'm legitimately reaching out my hand to have you guys pull me through by me talking to you about this journey and where we're at. Don't be afraid to ask for help or support. We all need it in all aspects of life. If you're at the gym and you don't know how to do a certain exercise, ask one of the trainers. Don't be afraid and think to yourself, I'm going to look like a fool if I go out there. Or if you want to get on the treadmill and you want to start off really slow and you want some advice from somebody that is right around the same spot as you, or maybe they're a pro at it and they're running miles on the treadmill or whatever it is, ask for help. Ask for advice. Ask for tips. Why do we do that to ourselves? We live in this space that we're so adamant about making sure that we don't look stupid or we seem like we're unknowledgeable or we seem like we're a struggle. When in all actuality, I find it more powerful when somebody reaches out for help because they are humble enough that they know that they can look at it and say, I always need help. I'm always looking for tips and pointers. I need assistance. I want to be successful, so why not reach out to people that have been successful in the past? This is a really big deal. Because I know maybe even from a guy's macho perspective like I have, where I look at it and say, yeah, I don't need that. But the only way that I was successful in this journey, to be honest with you, is because of the people around me that I asked for help with. My wife, who I would ask to help with us cooking healthier at home. The dudes that I was surrounding myself that were going through the same exact journey that I was, that maybe had seen some success or maybe that was struggling in the same area that I was, we shared thoughts, we shared best practices, we shared ideas, we held each other accountable because I needed that. I had to have that. And when I finally admitted the fact that I need help in this journey, it finally became something that started to make a lot more sense. You know, it's something that we finally were able to embrace, be able to move forward, and be able to capture in this journey. So those are your 6 tips. And I think that they're really important, guys, right? So to recap them one more time, start with a small win. Focus on your mission, not your obligations. Get unstuck by shifting your perspective. Stay away from the negativity. Mind what you say to yourself. And don't be afraid to ask for help or support. These are so important in our journeys, and I think that if we can really focus in on those, especially when we're starting to feel that negative the whole entire negative portion coming down on our heads, or we start to feel that momentum start to change towards the negative versus the we're on point and we're rock star kind of mentality. Focus on these tips right here, because I feel like if you can change a couple of these items, you can change the whole dynamic of the momentum and the negative swing that you're starting to feel in the journey. Okay? Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk later.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Chain on 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Liquid Chain on 1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.